You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
And I am Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Joker Folie à Deux?
But every scene where they're in their fucking costumes, that's imagination, bitch.
I think you're probably right.
I think that they're in prison the whole goddamn time.
Mm. So Joker Folie à Deux, sequel to Joker.
A sequel to Joker appears to be set. I know that this is going to sound wild, but there was speculation that maybe it would just kind of be a totally different, unconnected
thing. Oh, yeah. Sure.
But it appears that it does take place directly after the first
Joker
one. It is a jukebox musical.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Has 15 songs in it. There is apparently space for one or two originals.
Okay.
The only song we know that is confirmed for the film, or at least speculated to be in the film, is That's Entertainment from the musical The Bandwagon.
Okay.
Which...
How'd that song go?
Really good question. I can probably find... I reckon it'll... The way it's been mentioned, I reckon it's probably a song we'll be like, oh yeah,
for sure. Is That's Entertainment like one of those old, like, kind of jazzy numbers? Like, oh, no, I'm going to try and do it. One that's like, up. I was going to do the Muppet thing. Will the Muppet theme be a Joker Folie à Deux? It could.
It could be.
Yeah.
Can Gaga do a good Muppet impersonation?
I reckon she... I don't know. Has she been on the Muppets?
That's Entertainment is the one that's like everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make him laugh. You can make him cry. Anything can go.
Is it like make him laugh?
I don't know this song.
It's this one.
Is that the, or is like, you know that like, you know, make them laugh.
No, that's a different song.
That's
from Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if they're going to do something like that. Anyways.
Well, we're hearing an ad now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's okay.
We'll fix that out in a second. we'll edit this in post.
Yeah. We'll edit the ad out. Edit an ad for us.
Hey, have you listened to Baseless Speculation recently? Check it out.
Great ad. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I don't know, but they have the word clown.
Yeah,
in it.
I get why they've put
Give
it
me
in.
Makes the sense. Fucking chorus.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to try and get like any songs or most songs with clowns.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that the chorus would be notable to me, but they just say, that's entertainment.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard the song before.
Are they using, it's like a jukebox musical, but they're using songs from the 50s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they've only confirmed one song, but. Yeah. The trailer does have What the World Needs Now is Love.
Yes.
Which is an old song. But that's a Vietnam War protest.
Yeah,
song.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a kind of jazzy 1950s, 1940s show tune.
No, it's not a show tune.
No, so...
It's a sad song.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, did
It's Martin in Austin Powers.
Oh, is it?
That's Spurt
Bacharach. Because it's him. He plays a song. Yeah, anyway.
Did Martin Scorsese ever do a musical?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a really
Great
good question.
Yeah.
And it's like Todd Phillips, right? It's
Yeah.
What other film?
And that's a great question. You got to ask the famous Todd Phillips question.
What movie am I stealing from?
Yeah. Is this movie? I think we asked this, you know, ages and episodes ago when this was just just the title. Well, yeah, we asked this question, but now we've got a little bit more. What movie is this? Because I'll tell you what, it is familiar. Like, you watch the trailer and you're like, this is not.
Like, is this One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Is it Girl Interrupted? Is this...
I think it's definitely got... So that... Because one thing I noticed, and I don't know... I mean, who knows what they're going to do. But in the initial incarnation of Harley Quinn, which is who Lady Gaga is playing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese, in 1977, released a movie called New York, New York.
Yeah.
Which is a musical.
Okay.
It stars Liza Minnelli and Robert De Niro as a pair of musicians and lovers.
Yes.
The story is about a jazz...
One. He's going to steal this one.
It's
this
gonna
is
be
the
this.
One.
This is the
there
movie.
It is.
The story is about a jazz saxophonist and a pop singer who fall madly in love and marry. However, the saxophonist's outrageously volatile personality places a continual strain on their relationship, and after they have a baby, their marriage crumbles.
Mm. Yeah, I think we're definitely going to get shades of that.
Yeah. Was it well-received?
Reception.
I imagine it would have been pretty good.
Yeah. Made after Scorsese's successful Taxi Driver, the film was a box office failure.
Do you think that makes sense in a way? You see Taxi Driver, you're like, oh, yeah, I want to see this. Oh, it's a musical.
It's a musical. Yeah, yeah. It's not, yeah.
Wonder if the same thing will happen.
Do you think there's something to Crazy Taxi Driver? Like he's driving a crazy taxi.
Crazy taxi driver.
He's crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
Do you think I could get on SNL?
Yeah, you should do that song that got that guy kicked off the internet.
Yeah. did it work well for him?
Yeah. Everyone loves that guy.
Okay, it's sold.
Hey, dear SNL, you need some new cast members, and I'm your guy. Check out this song, Crazy Taxi Driver.
I think doing a song is somehow more impressive than film myself being like, Crazy Taxi Driver. Thank you so much, SNL. I look forward to hearing from you. So what I was going to say is that in the initial incarnation of Harley Quinn, who Lady Gaga is playing, she was the psychiatrist assigned to Joker who basically got turned crazy by talking to Joker. And then they fell in love. She got, you know, whatever it is.
Good.
Yeah.
She Arkham calls him the mock.
Good. Yeah, no, I mean, she got like, what do you call it? I guess folie à deux. You know folie à deux? What?
Yeah, it means
enlighten me.
Isn't that the madness of two or something?
Yeah, it's basically like if one person has a madness or a delusion that it can bleed into somebody else and they can stop believing it too.
It's a shared psychosis.
Yeah. But so that's the initial incarnation of Harley Quinn. But it's, in this, it doesn't seem like she's a psychiatrist at Arkham Asylum.
It seems like they're a patient.
Yeah.
Is that going to be like the twist?
Well, it's
usually it's like the twist, say, for example, in, I want to say, Choke.
Yes.
It's like a guy's mental asylum, whatever. He's there, whatever, visiting like his mum in mental asylum and like talking to the doctor there. But then the big twist is that the doctor was actually also a patient.
Oh,
there.
I see.
And so I was like, oh,
yeah.
I just wanted to reveal, like, I'm deep undercover and I fucked it.
Yeah. I was not meant to fall in love.
They tell
you one thing when you join psychiatry school, don't fall in love.
Don't marry a patient. Don't marry the Joker.
They were like, you got to go deep undercover and you gotta be like try and get this guy talking and I fell in love and I real cooked it. The hardest any psychiatrist has ever cooked.
It's such a funny thing, like obviously that's a psychiatrist, but I'm imagining the classic, like, we need you to go undercover with this drug ring.
Okay.
And you're like, hey, just one word of warning, I fall in love so easily. There's a great chance I'll fall in love with the Kingpin. Maybe put somebody else on this one.
Like, I don't know. Does he have a heart of gold?
I'm one of those guys that falls in love like that. Yeah,
I'm sure he's got this tough outer. He's got a tough outer exterior. Yeah. Maybe quite violent, but I reckon I could change him.
And they say, hey, thank you for bringing this to our attention now. You're fired.
Well, the freaking thing with this goddamn movie is, it doesn't seem, at least from the trailer, it doesn't seem like the Joker, Arthur Fleck,
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Daredevil. Armageddon.
Armageddon out of here. End of Bruce Almighty. Yeah. He make his wife's tits big. With the power of God.
Heaven Almighty, grow a big beard. Yeah. Everyone hate him and God fucking hate his both.
Hate beard, love Tito's.
We might be unwell. If we have to stop to consider that.
I can't even remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Actually, yes, boys. Again.
Yeah.
Affleck, Arthur. Yeah. The trailer doesn't look like that Arthur is the one that's like, ooh, Harley Quinzel or whatever the fuck your name is before you become Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. Harleen?
Yeah, Harleen Quinzel.
Sure.
Comic book writers, really clever stuff.
Actually, Dusha, this was from Invented.
You're wearing glasses, so I'll push them up for you.
Thank you so much.
This, the 90s animated Batman series was first, where Harley Quinn started. Joel Zammit did a comb. I was going to look that up because I reckon that was probably also a comic book writer working for. I was going to say
like Paul Dano, but that can't be right.
Well, he is a comic book writer technically.
Yeah, that's true. Now he is. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. But yeah, I get the feeling that Harley Quinn is going to be the one here that influences the Joker to go full. Although the end of the Joker, if I remember correctly, which I probably don't, I've seen it once and it made me feel like I was a virgin again.
Okay, nice.
Tight.
Yeah. Yeah, it did make me feel tight.
That's awesome. I've never seen it. I somehow managed to just avoid seeing the Joker.
It just ends like it could have been a dream.
Oh, okay. Fabulous.
Yeah, At first, it seems like it's going to be like, oh, he's fucked up. And he's like, oh, I've lost my mind. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah. Then there's a psychiatrist meeting and they're like, why are you laughing? He's like, you wouldn't get it or whatever.
Okay, so like,
and then he dances down the hall with bloody footprints and then the movie ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a dream. Who fucking knows what the fuck's going
sure.
on?
You, yeah. We don't. Yeah, you don't know if he's like he killed
the psychiatrist.
You don't know if he's killed one of like Bruce's daddy. Like, mm-hmm. there's like a lot of stuff that
a lot
you
of ambiguity,
just, like,
kind of. Yeah, 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 fair enough. Okay, sure.
Maybe he did kill De Niro. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you fucking deserve or whatever.
What do you call it when you get a? Something
shot in the head. That's what you fucking deserve.
Murray. Yeah. I'm guessing he killed Murray. Maybe.
Well, he had to be arrested for something.
Yeah. Jaywalking.
Yeah. Yeah. They got it. They got him.
That's right. Yeah. There's a guy at the start that fucking hates him, takes his sign, and then beats him up with it.
Yeah.
Why are they always. There's a plot point at the start of the Joker where they're always taking his sign.
Yeah. There's a very funny moment, though, when he has a gun and he drops it at a children's
party.
Yeah,
he's doing a little dance at a children's hospital, and then a gun comes out of his pants, and then he gets fired. Yeah.
I think
and then that makes him get in the fridge.
I think I believe that clowns do all of them carry guns.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Like, I think. Clowns, it sort of wouldn't shock me. I don't know.
They love carry gun. Yeah. They love getting in fridge.
Yeah.
Clowns should have open carry license.
Yeah. And do you think that if you had a clown at your child's birthday party, you'd be a bit scared he was going to fuck your wife?
No. I think it would cross my mind. I feel like that.
I'm not threatened by a clown.
I think something about clowns. I think they got dirty dog energy.
Yeah, but do you think your wife's going to fall for that?
The marriage is on the rocks.
She also has dirty dog energy.
I think that if someone fucks a clown.
My wife says, that, hey, I got a clown for the kid's birthday party. I'm like, oh.
I'm fucked. You're going to fuck that clown, aren't you? Be honest with me.
God damn it.
I've picked the grossest clown.
I'm going to get clown cocked.
Fuck, man. That sucks.
It's very funny if that is a genre of like cucking to be cucked by
cucked
a clown.
By a clown. Well, it's, you know,
comes in with his big shoes. I'm here to fuck you up.
It's extra humiliating. They are buffoons.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is that even a... Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
just a thought I had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking your wife. They get like a bottle of seltzer in your face.
Like, I just take that bitch.
I just think that if someone... I think that if my wife has an affair by fucking a clown, I still somehow come out on top there.
I see that. I can see the logic there.
Yeah, I can see the logic there.
My wife cheated on me. Oh, dude, that sucks. And then you
No, no, with a clown, with a clown.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got out of there at the right time. That's a fucked up thing to
do. That's crazy.
Is she aware of the reputation of clowns?
Does she know clowns are nature's buffoons?
Loathed by society?
Yeah.
They're rats of people?
Yeah.
He came and then just made like a balloon animal.
Yeah,
gave it to me.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I mean, like, all talents are impressive, but all the clown ones aren't. Like, oh, you can pratfall and make a balloon animal.
Yeah.
Well,
you can spray me in the face with a flower on your front.
No, I can do that too.
I can spray you with the hose, clown.
Wash out your face.
Get out of my house! Stop fucking my wife.
Yeah.
So, I ruined my kid's birthday party, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Just,
you're there, like, close up, like, the pull focus as you just, like, start eyes twitching. The clown has done nothing.
Hey, little Timmy, happy and birthday.
Get outside!
And grab the hose.
Stop fucking my wife, clown!
I was the problem.
Jackson, no!
Yeah. I'm having my own Joker moment.
Yeah. You saw a clown and you were like, that clown's going to fuck my wife. And that was your one bad day.
I had a terrible thing.
And one bad thought. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, I used to be a normal guy and then I became the Joker.
One bad thought. That's all it takes.
You ever seen a clown come to your children's birthday party?
What?
One bad thing.
One bad
thing. I'm
going to
blow up the orphanage, Batman. What made you this way?
One
thought,
bad
thing. What if a clown fucked my wife?
No! I've become the Batman who laughs.
Just like stopping Batman just because he doesn't know what to do.
What?
What the Kid's dead now.
Kid's dead. Gotcha.
Yeah, fuckhead.
See ya.
And then he recovers and beats the shit out of me.
Yeah, just. Oh, fuck yeah, right.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's what I was doing for a moment. You floored me with the.
You're really stupid joke.
Anyway, Batman.
I'm gonna beat the shit out
What have you thought about a clown coming to your child's birthday party and then fucking your wife?
Does the clown fuck your wife?
He might.
Is my wife attracted to the clown?
I don't think you know what's going on, Joker. I also like that you started that with riddle me this.
Yeah.
That's what Batman takes off his mask. I don't
Dude, what are we talking about?
One bad thing, Brucey.
What are we doing?
What the fuck are we saying, man?
One bad thing. We're not so different, you and I.
I think we are.
Have you ever danced in the moonlight with the devil?
The pale moonlight. Yeah, what
Do you say that or do I?
Hang on.
What? You just said what?
Yeah, hang on.
Because often when reflecting on my first appearance on the big screen, I think, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Yeah, but that's what I say. Do I say, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? Or is that you, Batman?
I think I was Batman. I would just be getting very sad for the Joker right now.
So having to sit there and be like,
this has gone from fun comic book madness to.
I'm going to call the cat.
You might be in real trouble, Joker.
Yes, yes. I suspect I've had one too many punches to the head, Batman.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but I guess
CTE is a real illness, Batman.
Big time. We're gonna give you the best care,
like,
the Joker.
Maybe I'm to blame for
this. Yeah.
Batman, an orphanage just blew up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right. This guy's thrown by what he said. Time to beat the shit out of the Joker, I guess.
My brain is Swiss cheese, Batman. Your punches cannot hurt me.
Oh, that's just sad, man. Yeah. It's just so sad, Joker.
Who does say, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? Is it Joker or Batman?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? No, this can't be right.
Yes.
Is that not from a Batman movie? Isn't it from like X-Men?
No, it's a Batman.
It's Batman.
Maybe X-Men 1 is, do you know what happens if a toad gets struck by lightning?
Yes.
Same thing as everything else.
Yeah, same thing as everything else. That's great stuff. That you'll be shocked to hear is a conversation between Toad
and
Storm.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. It must be the Joker saying that. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
It's definitely a Batman quote.
Yeah.
But I don't know who says it.
I can't imagine Batman saying it.
But can you have...
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight, Batman?
But Bruce Wayne is the one who says, hey, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Which you would never have picked.
No, but I can imagine Michael Keaton saying that. So.
Well, yeah. No, you're imagining Beetlejuice saying it.
Yes.
The Joker. The Joker said it.
Okay.
The line is spoken by the Joker. Jack Nicholson's.
Whoa.
He has a really big gun in that movie.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Batman
just full on kills
it. Sure does. But he keeps laughing. He's laughing.
It's funny, dude. So the plot of this seems to be Arthur Fleck is at the Arkham Asylum.
Meets Harley Quinn.
And then,
they fall in love.
And we get a lot of cutaways to the because we see, I think you're pointing this out, that there's that scene where they both do the kick on the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the people around them, because there's a big crowd, are all like, free the Joker.
Yes.
So whether it's real or not, I think there will be these cutaways to the like broader Gotham who have Joker fever.
Yeah.
And
but there's also a scene in the trailer where the Joker is being chased by Jokers.
Yes.
Which they look like, my media literacy seems to suggest that they want to beat the shit out of the Joker. They want to fucking kick his head right in.
Do you think it's going to be a comment on Joker 1? You think they're going to do that? Where, like, the Joker's chasing the Joker are, like, the guys who got, were like, Joker is so special or whatever?
Joker should have won the Academy Award.
You know, there's all those guys who
the guys that are going on, logging in online. The Joker is so special.
Yeah.
A special man.
Yeah, he's a special little guy.
I get the
he's
Joker.
He's just a little funny little guy. He's so
I
funny.
Get the Joker, and the Joker gets me. He is so special.
He's so special.
He's such a special man.
One thing that everyone at the Discord
yeah.
has missed, people are too busy out there saying, Joker is good, Joker is bad, but no one. Gordon is saying the Joker is special guy. To me.
He's a special man.
Special, yeah, he's not only special to me, he should be special to
he's
you.
He's touched my heart.
It's hard to tell with Todd Phillips if he is capable of a thought like that.
Yes. but also because Todd Phillips'
filmography is weird.
It is. It's extremely weird.
We'll go backwards because it does kind of get weirder.
Yeah.
As it's like it starts weird.
Yeah.
He makes, because his career starts in documentaries. I said I was going to start from the bottom and go back, but I'm going to start from the start. Starts in documentaries, and he makes a G.G. Allen documentary, which everyone is like, wow, this is really fucked up, but like in a good, this is a really, really, really good doco.
Okay.
Then he doesn't do anything for a couple of years. Then he makes a documentary called Frat House, which explores the darker side of fraternities and hazing.
Okay.
Okay.
The critical reception of that was
good. Not bad.
Mixed.
Positive.
Okay.
And then he makes another documentary called Bittersweet Motel, which is about the rock band Fish.
Nice.
If his career falls off a cliff, I imagine it's probably because he was around Fish for too long.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That will wreck anyone's life.
I hear you, dude.
Don't go to Madison Square Garden and see Fish six nights in a row and take acid and be like, whoa, it was awesome because they played one of their fucked up songs and then they jammed. And what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? It's,
there's no judgment.
Okay. I have no idea.
It's just a sphere outside of our own. Yeah. You know?
They're a jam band.
I've heard of Fish, but
I don't know anything about them.
I've heard of Fish, but Fish is one of those bands that I know of name and reputation, but I can't, but it's like,
I just know of name from like The Simpsons.
They could be like fake to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If Fish fans know, they know, and they should stop.
Okay.
Then anyway, his first film is Road Trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that's basically
that's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's Jude.
Fuck.
Which one's Road Trip?
Road Trip's like the one like Scotty doesn't know.
Oh, horny comedy.
Yeah, it's a teen sex comedy.
Okay, 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 okay.
That's what a crazy pivot. Yeah.
I was like, is that based on anyone? Is that a remake of anything?
I don't know, but it's very emblematic of like that time period and those kind of films.
And like the same actors could you know.
It's like very
Breckin Meyer, is he in that?
Probably.
Breckenmeyer is the lead,
right?
There you go.
It's like that kind of like.
Yeah. Like a kind of an attempt Seth at an Green American Pie sort of vibe, but without maybe the nuance of an American Pie, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Siblings make out.
Yes.
No, Eurotrip.
Eurotrip.
I'm thinking Eurotrip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the plot of Road Trip is Breckenmeyer's in a long distance relationship,
and then they've got to go on a road trip to
grab a porno.
Is that Tom Green in that when he gets like he starts trying to feed a snake a mouse?
Yeah, that's the opening scene of the movie. I think.
What a film. Yeah.
It's also got Sean William Scott.
Of course it does.
It's got
So it's like kind of like not American Pie. But in that wheelhouse of like
It's got fucking Ethan Suplee, or as you'd know
Ethan
him
Supplied?
As Supplied, the fucking guy from Earl's brother.
Whoa,
Randy, there he is.
He's just trying to be a better person. His name is Earl.
The guy from Mallrats who can't see the magic poster.
Yeah,
keeps staring at it. He'll get there eventually. It's just a sailboat, man. It's not that impressive.
It's not that, you know.
It's got to relax your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to see.
Yeah. Good stuff. Anyway, so after that, then he makes, and this is his first secret remake of a movie, he makes Old School, which is Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, cool.
Then he makes Starsky and Hutch, which is a remake of the television
of the TV show Starsky and Hutch,
Then he makes School for Scoundrels.
Okay. School for Scoundrels.
Which is a remake of the 1960 movie School for Scoundrels.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
School for Scoundrels, the plot, though, is that I'm pretty sure...
Isn't it like...
Napoleon Dynamite goes to a school and the teacher
Billy
wants
Bob
to...
Where Billy Bob Thornton is the teacher who beats the shit out of him or something?
Or maybe wants to fuck his mom?
I think it's both. I think it's like he was a... Yeah, something like that. But they make up in the end.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think. I'll tell you what, Dushar. I don't think we need to know the plot for this episode. I think we'll get by.
Later tonight, you're going to be sitting on the toilet.
I reckon I won't be.
Well, I'll have my little machine with me.
Yeah.
I will guarantee I will be like, what was that movie that was mentioned? You know what? I don't need to know.
The Hangover is his next film.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That also
not as far as I know is a. That's not a remake of anything. As far as I know, it very well could be. But it's not as obvious as some of his others.
I don't think it is anything, to be honest. Mm. Then he makes Due Date, which is a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep.
Then The Hangover Part 2, which is a remake of The Hangover. Then The Hangover Part 3, which is still The Hangover, but there's no hangover and they're secret agents.
I
and they kill a giraffe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it opens, maybe?
Yeah.
Who can say?
I have not seen anything past The Hangover 1.
Yeah, dude, it gets crazy.
Hangover 2 is pretty much the same as the first one, except a different guy gets married.
Yeah, okay. And they're in a different country.
Yeah, they're in Thailand.
I think so. And then
I do like looking at Bradley Cooper, so...
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe it's a movie series.
Bradley Cooper does have other better roles.
Well, there's that too.
But he's also just handsome to look at.
So. Yeah.
His eyes.
Yeah, I get it. And then he makes...
So the guy from...
And he's smiling.
Yeah.
His hair.
He's a good-looking man.
Then he makes War Dogs, which is based on a real-life thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was all right.
And then he makes Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is King of Comedy meets...
Taxi Driver.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joker Folie à Deux, which will be New York, New York meets Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
Meets King of Comedy.
Basically,
like, if they just crashed New York, New York into the previous Scorsese films.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, can't wait for his, take on The Departed.
Yeah, I know. Is he just going to redo Scorsese's filmography?
So
that would be awesome. Yeah, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
You seem concerned.
The budget is $200 million.
Okay. Well,
songwrites, man, expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
The budget of The Joker, or Joker, as it's actually called, is $60 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck? Have they spent $140
million songwrites
on...
and Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Songwrites aren't that expensive.
And I'm guessing, big set pieces.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, how much is one of them cameras with the big swoop and crane?
Oh, yeah.
To get, those... Big bombastic
big
shots,
city shots and stuff, yeah.
Of them dancing and waltzing down the street.
Mm.
Or you could just demand more of a price for your directing fee.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
Joker 1 did really well.
Hey, I made a movie for $60 million and it made $1 billion.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to ask for a little more.
So how about we make this next movie for $200 million and I put $100 million of that in my pocket?
Yeah.
I'm Todd Phillips. And I'm going to use that $100 million to remake fucking The Mighty Ducks or something.
Awesome choice.
The Mighty Ducks, but it's Blue Beetle now.
Yeah, I'm remaking The Mighty Ducks, but it's set in gritty New York. And
yeah, and we're also doing The Lion King, and he's got to fight Scar.
What's it?
But in hockey.
What's the cliff equivalent in the wildebeest? Falling off the bleachers and then
playoffs.
It's going to focus very heavily on playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say, it sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
The Scar is going to hit a puck and it's going to get Simba's dad right in that forehead.
Oh, no. Yeah, dude. Well, hey, I, for one, look forward to Todd Phillips' The Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do we think that this is going to do as well as The Joker?
No.
Yeah.
But it'll get close. It probably just... Yeah.
I think so. I reckon it'll probably... Billy, right?
Yeah, Billy. Billy's hard to hit.
When you were watching the trailer for the first time, Jackson, you did point out that this movie looks like a movie that the people that loved the first Joker will hate, but will have to say that they do love.
I think
I did say that.
Yeah, that is true.
I think the people that love the Joker will see this, be like, it comedy and got girl.
Yeah.
Internally hate it, have to maybe try and save face and be like, no, it's still good. I love Joker. Or they might go, I love Joker, but I hate Lady Gaga.
Well, it's complicated because part of the appeal of Joker, especially this Joker, is for Sigma dudes, you know, I am Joker.
Yeah. I get in the fridge too.
Yeah, I get in the fridge. I drop my gun.
I always drop a gun at kids' party.
You know, I am Joker.
I get hit with the sign.
Oh, yeah. I hate signs.
These guys who are like, I'm disillusioned with the world. What happened to Western society? Uh-huh. I am Joker. So there's those guys, and the appeal of Joker.
I love to dance in my bathroom with my mom in the other room, and then accidentally shoot the wall or whatever.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
He gets so scared.
But part of the appeal of Joker for those guys is going to be like, I am Joker.
Yeah.
But part of the appeal of that Joker is, I am Joker, I'm so alone, you know? Mm. And it's awesome to be alone, I'm Sigma. But Joker Folie à Deux is like, hey, it's about love, ostensibly. You fall in love. So for those guys, is the fantasy of being Joker going to be tainted?
It's really, really, really hard to tell with... Todd Phillips. Somebody said Phil Tollops. It's really hard to tell with Todd Phillips if he will, because he has it in him.
Yeah.
He has it in him to do something crazy.
Absolutely.
Like end the movie with Harley Quinn killing the Joker.
Yeah, for sure. It could happen. These movies are so far removed from any comic book whatever.
And, like, he almost killed Bruce Wayne. Yeah. Do you know,
yeah,
about this?
Yeah, I know this. Yeah, for sure.
It. What was it? He was wanting to kill Batman?
No,
or
so
little Bruce?
He was like little the... Little so the
he's
line,
just a little special guy.
He's a special guy.
He's a little boy.
He's just a wee little lad.
So
little
were,
rich kid.
Yeah. I think... So the end of the movie was still the same of, like... Why are you laughing? You wouldn't get it.
Mm.
Is because that was meant to be directly after. I think that scene was meant to tie into him killing Bruce, and like the whole it was like a meta reference of I've killed Batman, and you don't know, and you won't get it.
That's stupid.
Yeah, well, it's not in the movie, so they all agreed too.
Okay, because he does kill Thomas, right?
Yeah. I think so. I've heard that.
No, he doesn't. A different Joker.
Someone
does.
Kills.
Someone
Thomas.
Kills Thomas.
Yeah. The crime alley scene is in it, but it's one of Joker's
goons.
No, they're not his goons. They're
Joker's.
Oh, okay, the guys who are like I saw him shoot Joker.
So basically,
Marion was pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Now we're
so
riot.
Jackson, what happens in Joker? Spoilers for Joker.
Yeah.
This whole thing, he wants to be on fucking TV, King of Comedy. And he gets on TV and he's like, hey, why did something? Because you get what you fucking deserve. And then shoots Mario in the head.
Yeah.
People go fucking ape shit. Don't, but it's live on
defunding or like mental health. Blah, blah, blah.
And then that basically radicalizes everyone.
Yeah.
And then they immediately are like, I love Joker.
Mm. Yes.
So then they cause a big riot in Gotham City.
Mm-hmm.
And wear Joker makeup, and then one of them kills Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
But the guys who are like, we love Joker, is the implication that maybe is not real?
No. I don't know. Like,
It's kind of hard to tell with the movie because nothing could be real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it could all just be just like a little fantasy of his that he wanted to kill a bunch of people that he just didn't. Mm. But maybe all he did was maybe kill the neighbor.
Also, maybe he's Bruce Wayne's brother. Maybe.
This might hopefully answer like what did actually happen in the first one of like maybe the canon events. I reckon Murray probably died. Let's just say Murray died. He on live television, he shot the guy in the head. Because then with the whole like free Joker, if that is true, and actually happening in reality, maybe it is a kind of like the court case of that. And the whole thing is like, well, he's pleading insanity.
Yeah.
Because clearly he was an insane person.
He's not in a good mind.
What do you get if you defund this?
Yeah,
and then you got people being like, see, it's not his fault. It's like the guy. He's
a special boy.
And, he's like dropped by the state, dropped by this. Mm. You know, it's like really weird. Yeah, the state had a duty of care, but.
Well, maybe that's
the Waynes.
Maybe that's how then they get Harleen Quinzel in there. If they are going for she's a psychiatrist.
They're not. No. She's an inmate.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah. She's just like Joker for real, for real.
That's awesome. Honestly, who cares? Like, I don't think... I've seen people being like, they've gone against the story. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Uh-huh.
I remember a great tweet the other day where they were like, people in the, 80s and even early 90s would not understand that we have not gone... Or like basically they were like, it's crazy how often we have to hear about Batman's arch nemesis, the Joker. Like, you can't go 5 years. Like, it's important somehow for society. The arch nemesis of the Batman, the Joker. You're never not hearing about
The worst thing Heath Ledger did was die.
It's true,
if
man.
If Heath Ledger didn't die, none of this would have happened.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy.
He died, so then everyone was like, whoa.
What an incredible performance.
It was an incredible performance.
But it's also funny because
it's gotten so much pathos because of that.
Yeah.
And he died because of substance abuse. Mm-hmm. It was maybe caused by the stressful working conditions of being the Joker.
Yeah. Mm.
But he was working on a different movie when he died.
Yeah.
But because of that, that's his last role. So everyone's like, whoa, what a beautiful... He shines so bright.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's better to burn out than to fade away or whatever.
A crazy thing happened. Yeah.
He dies. And then everyone's like, great performance. But then from that point onwards, everyone's like...
Well, the Joker now comes as crap.
Joker, important. You got to win. You can win awards with the Joker.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's also the part of the trick, is that it's then like, Heath Ledger did a great performance as the Joker, and people were not like, wow, what a great performance. People were like, there's something special about the Joker.
Yeah. So then you get,
it has become an iconic role in Hollywood.
Well, fuckos like Jared Leto being like, I'm going to come in condoms and send them to my castmates.
Exactly.
A sane thing to do.
Yeah, the classic Joker move.
Sex pest thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And then Barry Keoghan.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Mm-hmm. Joker in Batman, and
I haven't heard Barry Keoghan being like
no about it. But it's when it was like he's gonna be the Joker, because it's such a big deal. Who is the Joker? It's crazy. And same with this. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, I just don't know if there was much big like when Barry Keoghan was cast.
No, but they hid his casting, and they even refused to put the Joker in the credits.
Exactly.
And they're still not referring to him as the Joker, even though he's back in the
because
Batman 2.
Because it's such a big deal.
They're making the
who
Batman
gonna
two?
Be
yes,
the Joker?
Yes, of course they're making the Batman 2.
Oh, I thought they canned all that.
What the fuck? In what world would that happen?
When Zaslav got his little mitt all over HBO, Warner Brothers, I thought that was one of the ones that you wouldn't can
the fucking Batman. And two, the Batman, whilst didn't probably perform quite as well as he wanted, still made $800 million.
Okay. But I do kind of remember that being a period of time where it was a bit touch and go.
I think what you're getting confused with is it got delayed by a year, and then we said, maybe
it was
canceled.
Us running our fucking mouth.
I thought it was just like, things were sort of died down, and then there was going to be a Penguin spin-off.
No, that's coming too. That's out this year.
I know, but then it was like, that wasn't going to happen, and then now it is happening, so I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's Warner Brothers.
Yeah. They could drop it at the drop of a hat.
They could probably reach out and cancel us if they wanted.
Oh, okay.
David Zaslav, based on speculation, line through it.
And he gets a tax break somehow. But
can we have some of that money?
No. You would.
He'll be like, no, you didn't.
Are you kidding me?
You'd spend it not wisely.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, if they gave us a tax break, I'd
$10,000 pants.
And then I put the rest on a dog.
Like on the races, or just get a dog and put money on the dog?
Go play.
Let's see what happens.
I strapped $10,000 to this random greyhound I found.
The $10,000 went straight to his owner. He didn't go to the shop at all.
Oh, I should have thought of this.
Hey, can I have my $10,000 back? No.
When you gave it to the dog, you got rid of your ownership of this $10,000.
That's fair.
That is how it works.
Now, yeah.
Can you buy him a treat with it then?
No.
No, I will invest.
I'm
going to
give this dog away.
I'm giving the dog away. I got what I needed. What? I do this all over town.
Yeah,
I wait until somebody puts money on. I send out heaps of dogs, and then I wait till somebody puts money on the dogs, and then they come back to me, and I get rich.
Yeah, and then I give that dog away. It only works once. Once a dog is delivered, I can never trust that dog again.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows what'll happen? It's the perfect system. But it is very funny that the Joker. It was the Joker, and not. Yeah, and like part of you wants to be like, well, the Joker is the character it was going to happen to.
Yeah.
But it's funny that it's the Joker and not any other Batman villain, which I feel like it could have been. You get a good enough performance out of somebody playing the Riddler.
I don't know. I think because like the Riddler is like almost like, you know, too intellectual, because it's always trying to come up with like little riddles.
Yeah.
Well,
Penguin, he's a joke.
Riddle, yeah.
Whereas, you know, the Joker, puts a mirror up to society and
Joker,
questions it.
Because it's like fucking Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
Just like a lunatic, man.
Yeah.
Maybe just imagining shit.
Yes. Yeah.
But and then it's also like, nice suits.
Yeah.
And business card.
I'm silly.
And like a lot of, again, because media.
Hey, Paul,
media,
have you heard this fucking song, bro? it's hip good. To be square.
And because media literacy is plummeted.
Yes.
No, I think it's better than it's ever been. Have you seen our numbers?
But because, media literacy is not the best. Like, you even have, like, people that watch American Psycho being like, yeah, man. Patrick
of course. Absolutely.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, same with Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Go on. You got one. You got this, dude.
The one.
Who else is the? I mean, people do it with Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't also, just Rick from Rick and Morty.
Rick from Rick and Morty. Rick from The Walking. No, he's fine. He's a good guy. Shout out to Rick from the.
He keeps them all together.
Yeah.
And it's tough out there.
I think
there.
Something bad happened to him, though.
I don't know.
No, isn't he now somewhere else?
Yeah, he didn't he fall in a river? And then he woke up
No, you're thinking
else?
Of, what's his name? Dayton?
I'm thinking of Dayton.
Benton.
Benton. I'm thinking of Dayton or Benton from The Walking Dead who fell in a creek.
He's the cool one.
Norman Reedus.
Yeah. Yeah.
In brackets, Norman Reedus.
Because didn't Norman Reedus is in like a spin-off to The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Where the premise, I'm pretty sure he got strapped to a log and sent out to sea, and he's ended up in France. And he's dealing with The Walking Dead in France.
Like,
that's my understanding of The Walking Dead, the something ones. It's got some little appellation, some title behind it.
Huh.
And he gets strapped to a big log, shipped out to the ocean.
And goes to France.
He crosses fucking the Atlantic Ocean somehow, I guess.
Ends up in France.
He's in France. I know that's true. The log bit, I'm less clear on. But I remember in the trailer seeing him strapped to a big log. So you just put one and two together.
How he gets to France.
Well, he's in the sea. How else is he doing it?
That's a good point.
Boat. Yeah. All right.
Is he right? I hope so.
I think I'm more right than I am wrong.
Do you think the character's name is? Benton?
Or Peters?
Daryl.
Like, the third option you just dropped. Peters.
This goes to Peyton, which is a director, but not of this show.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So Daryl washes ashore in France.
Strapped to a big log?
Which is the origin of the zombie virus, and struggles to piece together how he got there and why.
Flashbacks to him being strapped to a big log. Falls into a river in the Americas.
I guess so.
Ends up in France.
That's a long journey,
dude.
That's a long log journey. Yeah. But the currents maybe are in his favor.
How does Daryl get to France?
Like Hunger Games. May the currents be in your favor.
In your favor, Peters Norman Reedus.
He's up to France. Daryl, he's going to figure it out.
Okay, if he washes up ashore, what would your logic be?
That he was on a boat.
Yeah.
And there was a shipwreck?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
What's the log then?
You mean he didn't get tied to a log?
What's
from
the log?
From the Americas with the currents in his favor? I do not believe this.
As revealed in the first episode, Daryl was a
little brain, man. I can't comprehend the shipwreck.
In the trailer, there is a scene.
I know log.
He is strapped to a log. And I just made the logical assumption. That's really a logical assumption to me.
Fair enough. If you're strapped to a log.
And the currents were in your favor.
And you're in a river and the currents were in your favor.
Then I don't know why it's so crazy.
How could you not end up in
Does he get strapped to a log at any point?
What do you mean at any point?
I remember in the trailer, there is a scene where Norman Reedus's Peters from The Walking Dead is strapped to a big log.
What?
What are you even searching for, dude?
Norman Reedus, big log
strap. Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll find it. I think I'm actually. This is one of those times where this episode will come out, and in the comments, the real ones, the real Jackson heads, will be posting a link to the log, the famous log scene.
They're like, Jackson was right.
Jackson was right yet again. Yet again, Jackson was right. He's the most right.
I can't believe how right Jackson was.
You're more wrong the more I look into it. So he was tied to a lifeboat?
No, it's a log, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm afraid no, it wasn't.
No, I think you'll find. Wow,
if you look at a log, it's like floats.
And what is a lifeboat?
Like a huge log. Like as though somebody
like
fell
the size of like a lifeboat, no,
and maybe shaped like a boat,
no,
shaped like a
no,
lifeboat.
I'm afraid not.
Huge lifelike.
I'm afraid you
log.
Are mistaken. He is strapped to like the. It's like the trunk of a tree, big.
And you think this is the trailer?
I recall it being in the trailer. Yes. Or
a lot of comments now. Jackson has never been more correct. He's the most wrong a man has ever been in his life.
All right, time for a live watching of the Daryl Dixon trailer here on Baseless Speculation.
Daryl Dixon, let us know if you get a log.
Don't worry, I'm a log watch.
We'll vamp about the Joker for a bit.
Yeah, we'll go back to the topic of today's episode.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen? I think it's going to be a court case, it's going to be found, he's going to be acquitted, whatever that is.
Yes, sure.
Because, you know, reasons of insanity or
but then I think they're going to be like, he's just going to stay in Arkham Asylum, and he's just going to, life.
It's like, you're going to be acquitted, like, you're not going to be criminally charged, but you know, that's fine, but well, you're in the asylum.
Yeah, exactly. We're sending you to Arkham Asylum. Exactly. And then in Arkham, he will, do you think?
So I think he's already in like the asylum there, because I think he always has to meet Harley.
Yeah, true. Was Arkham Asylum in the first one at all?
That's the where he's talking to the psychiatrist.
Okay, but you don't see him. I was just wondering if we'll see any other Batman villains.
I doubt it.
I don't think so either, but that way we
try to make it entirely separate from Batman.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and also because Batman's not Batman yet. Bruce Wayne's like 10.
Good point.
So straight off the bat in the Daryl Dixon trailer, I think you've just looked at it wrong. He's tied to a boat, but it's shot in a way where, like,
it could be a log.
No, it's not. Could be a log. It could be a log if you're not watching it.
Show me.
There's no... You are wrong. I will show it to you, but you need to know that you are wrong.
So, literally the first scene of the trailer.
AMC. AMC Plus.
And then you see a boat.
A boat.
Okay.
And then you see a shot of him tied.
It looked to me like he was tied to a log.
Yeah, he's tied to a boat, as you would have seen.
I do see the exact moment where I believed it was a log.
Yeah.
You see the... the shots before and the shot after will give you context.
Either side of the one shot where it's a shot of an arm tied to wood and you were like, log in the sea.
The current's forever in his favor.
Maybe I got something in my eye, so I was watching it blinking rapidly.
Just blinking rapidly, robbing
log in the sea.
Every second
I'm not a Walking Dead guy, so I'm never going to watch this, but it's crazy that there's a log in the sea.
He tied into a log. That's bananas.
How much of The Walking Dead have you seen?
I saw up to like season 5, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I remember an episode that was all about, who's the guy, what with the baseball bat?
Negan?
Yeah, I remember an episode that was all Negan wandering around, and it was about that time. I remember the more I watched it, I was like, this is funny and not good. Like, it's bad. It's so bad I'm laughing, and then I was out.
Yeah.
I dropped off before Negan.
Yeah, well, I used to watch it with my family. So.
I didn't start watching it. So
first season's great.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And then they got rid of the showrunner for season 2. Yeah.
Isn't it also a thing of like the second season is all bloat?
Yeah, there's a lot of because
they're just standing on a farm.
Yeah, that's where there's the farm and there's something in the shed and it's a zombie or some shit.
Was it Frank Darabont? Maybe. The guy, the showrunner, like he was like had this big whole like cool idea everything, but then they fired him after the first season.
Mm. Fair enough. Hey, dude, great first season. Get out of here.
Because there was going to be a whole thing that was planned with like one of the soldier. At the the first episode. Anyway.
Yeah.
It ended up being real bad.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Joker 2 is going to go for like 2 hours, 45 minutes.
I was going to say three hours.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a long one.
It just reeks of... Okay, so let's say there is 15 songs in the movie.
Three self-indulgent hours this movie is going to have.
I think it's going to be like so it's New York mixed with King of Comedy and Taxi Driver, but also like old Hollywood.
Yeah.
And like, when you know those classic like love letters to old Hollywood?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the scene that we see in the trailer where he's walking with the umbrellas is absolutely a Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, like, there'll be a Singing in the Rain song there.
Do you think we'll get a Fred Astaire dancing on the wall scene?
I think they'll blow their load with Singing in the Rain when he's literally singing in the rain and not make him laugh or whatever.
I think they might do make him laugh.
Yeah.
They might do make him laugh, and he's going to do the ha-ha and do the whole like wall jump and then do the flippy thing.
But maybe he's killing people while that's happening.
It's been rated R for brief, intense nudity.
That's awesome.
We're going to see Yak and Hog.
We're either going to see Joker Hog or Harley Tits.
Joker, he'll paint the Joker smile on his nuts or something.
That would be awesome.
That would be really cool.
We might see dick and nuts.
Yeah.
You see pubes and.
I could absolutely imagine a scene where Arthur Fleck is naked and like.
Oh, you know what? They'll both be naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like a recreation of fucking. I think
yeah.
that there will be a scene where they're lying in bed and they're doing the John and Yoko thing.
That would be awesome. Huh. I could imagine them doing a thing where it's, I mean, they already recreate a classic Joker Harley sort of panel in the trailer, but I can imagine, I'm sure there are other classic Joker Harley panels, and they'll do one of them, but they'll be naked. And it's kind of the same thing that all of these weird, like Joker has this vibe too, where it's like, it's kids stuff because, hey, Joker, he's from kids media.
Dude, what the fuck are you
saying? Comic books are for babies. No.
The Joker is so special.
He's a special boy.
But then, because they're naked, it'll be like, no, this is, it's adult. It's a subversion.
Yeah.
It's a twist. This is for grown-ups. Yeah.
I reckon we're also going to get the joke about the whole flashlight.
Oh, you reckon they'll do the...
From the Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's
what
the
joke?
The joke is like two robbers or whatever, and it's kind of like one's on one side. You're like, you gotta jump. It's like, I'm too scared or whatever. And he's like, don't worry, I'll light the part. You know, you could like put a flat, you know, the flashlight on, and you can walk across the light, haha, whatever. And he's like, no, I don't trust you because if I get halfway through, you'll turn off the light. Boring.
I don't remember that.
Is that from the Dark Knight or the Killing Joke?
Either or.
Whatever. Yeah.
Either or.
I think that's the Killing. Oh, they'll probably do stuff. No, they can't do stuff from the Killing.
You can't do anything with Batman.
Will he wear a Hawaiian shirt?
Oh, yeah. Will they do,
him as a photographer.
Maybe. But it's so funny because, like, what? I think this is going to be.
Well, the whole thing with this and the previous Joker is then it's not an adaptation of a comic book. It's just
an adaptation of New York, New York.
Yeah. Fucking Joker's never been Arthur. No. Joker's always been, what's his name, Joe Smith or whatever? Johnny Cool? Joe Chill!
Johnny Cool.
You were wrong. Hat trick.
Johnny Cool?
Joe Chill is Joker.
No, Joe Chill's the guy that shot Batman's dad and mom.
Isn't Joe Chill fucking Joker's name in Batman 89?
Maybe in Batman 89.
Yes, I'm fucking right. But
he's got a different name in the comics, but I forget what it is.
Joe.
Batman 89 film.
Yeah, I think he is Joe Chill in Batman 89. But no, sorry. Because
he's
you
the
meant...
one that he shoots his
parents.
Nope, it's Jack Napier.
Okay. Jack Napier is actually the name I was thinking of. That's very funny. Well, it's funny. So I think this movie is going to be, if I had to guess the plot, Joker is, you're right, he's acquitted, but he's sent to Arkham Asylum for the criminally insane. He spends time there, and there he meets Harley Quinn, and they have a mad romance. And it's as this mad romance is happening, it involves a breakout from the asylum. It's all going to be very stylized. We're going to get musical scenes that are done like a stage production.
Yeah.
With the intent, like, these scenes will be pivotal scenes in the movie. And you'll get, which I think we predicted last time we talked about it, stage scenes that then will cut away and it'll be like something gruesome actually happened or whatever. At the same time, in New York.
Did the fucking little sister thing from Bioshock 2?
Yeah, I reckon. Where everything seems hunky dory.
Yeah, beautiful, in fact.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they do with like Suicide Squad with the gun one, where it was like Harley is
that's also Harley Quinn.
It's also Harley Quinn. It's just, you know, oh, it looks very pretty. Oh, she's massacring.
Yeah.
And also then, what they did in like the first season of V, the spin-off of The Boys.
Oh, Gen V.
Gen V.
Someone was
puppets. He's killing puppets, but he's killing people.
Yeah.
Master of Puppets, yeah. Metallica.
And then in the background...
Suing Napster. Wrecked the music industry.
Yes! In the background, I think it'll be, Joker fever has swept New York. The disenfranchised, the disaffected, Joker has become a symbol for them. Mm-hmm. But it'll be hard to tell if any of that's real.
I think that part might be real. I think that is in, like, it'll be shown as being real. Why is two Jokers chasing the one Joker?
I think that's probably going to be Todd Phillips. I think there's going to be some possibly clumsy attempt here to be like, Joker guys...
They hate
they
that
don't
Joker.
Get
what they don't the, get what the Joker's
they've
about.
They've misunderstood what the Joker's about. The Joker's just a weird sack of shit.
Or like,
he's not Sigma, he's Smegma.
Or it's like, how about this? So it's like, you know, you got a bunch of people who disenfranchised, loving the Joker from the first one. And they're being like, Joker is like, the Sigma whatever.
Yeah.
And
Smegma male.
He's a Smegma male,
And then Arthur Fleck is like, no, you're getting it wrong. wrong. This joke, he's about love. He's in love. He loved, you know, it's good. Everyone's like, you don't even understand the Joker. You're a fake Joker. Let's get him.
Yeah, I see.
You know what? That actually could be a point. Like, he goes public with his relationship with Harley Quinn. Everyone's like, fuck this guy. He's not disenfranchised at all.
He's hanging out with a femoid.
Yeah.
He's not an incel king like
myself.
He's
a Kuma.
What's that?
Kuma?
Yeah.
What's a Kuma? Oh, Kuma. See, it's like a guy who loves coming.
Yeah.
C-O-O-O-M. Oh, did I do too many O's?
Yes, you did. C-O-O-M.
Kuma. Yeah, C-O-O-M-E-R. Kuma. Yeah. It's awesome to coom, dude.
Yeah.
It's like a new fapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon it'll be like... It'll be you're not a real Joker because they don't realize that he is that Joker.
So
that's why they're going to chase him, because it's kind of like, you know, someone coming in second and they're like a lookalike.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
So the original Joker.
Right.
That drew a lot on, not by original, I mean the 2019, not original, as in.
Cesar Moreira.
Yeah, painting over a mustache. Yeah. Clever. Awesome.
Because he didn't take, you know what? He didn't take that.
He was like, shut the fuck up. I put on a face paint, but I like my mustache.
I will never shave this mustache. Absolutely. I have so much fucking little respect.
Yeah, love him.
Fair enough. I mean, look at that fucking shirt. Anyway, it influenced a lot of incel communities and 4chan and whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you reckon that means that, like, the new one will have direct references to that? Like, will the Joker love gooning?
Oh, dude, it's my goon cave, Batman. I think that would be fabulous if that happened. But I think it'll more try and be an indictment against that response, but I just don't think they're going to do it. It's going to be clumsy and, sort of weird.
I hope that they include Batman at the end of this, even though it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, okay.
Just have it just like chaos.
Yeah.
Just bring in a Batman.
No, again, like you could make it make sense, but no.
No, you
like,
can't.
You could like age them up because like he's been in the asylum for 20 years.
Do you think he hasn't aged a day?
He looked the same. In brackets, still like shit.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to do anything with the fact that in the comics and a lot of media around Harley and the Joker, they're like, this is an abusive relationship.
Yes,
and
but
it's abusive relationship coded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the comics
this time, though.
Yeah.
Yes, and people won't get it.
Yeah.
People will be like, well, there's the couple in love.
No,
the
special guy,
special couple in love.
It's gonna do it, but it will flip it, and Harley will be the abusive one.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Whoa,
couple in love.
Also, Zazie Beetz is back in this, and she was imaginary girlfriend from the first movie.
I thought
Harley Quinn will kill her.
I thought she gotten the.
I guess they're casting her because it's implied that Arthur killed her.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
No, that's
well,
true.
Yeah,
because he imagines that she likes him and that they're dating or whatever, but really they're just neighbors, and then it's kind of implied that.
Okay. Do you think there'll be like a thing in this? Because I guess maybe
there's like four women in the film and he kills three of them? Or two of them. But
one's his mom, which him kills.
Yeah, he kills on screen.
Right.
Zazie Beetz, which is implied he kills, and the psychiatrist, which is also implied he kills. Yeah. I think there's one other woman in the film.
Do you think
Joker rocks?
So do you think it'll be a thing? It's for the boys.
Hey. Boys are backing down. That's what I'm going to be saying when Joker 2 comes out.
I'll probably play that.
Sing along. That's one of the songs. Yeah. So do you think there'll be like this through line of like Harley Quinn, which I guess you kind of almost see in the trailer where she's like, do you want to get out of here? Where she manipulates him to do crimes and shit.
Which is weird because this is what I was saying with the ending of the first Joker. Mm-hmm. He sort of flips back and forth where for most of the film, he's like, happening and I've killed my mom and I didn't mean to kill I meant to kill my mom, but I'm not a bad guy because she was bad mom. Bad mom.
And she slept with a billionaire.
Oh my god, better than sleeping with a clown.
That is better than sleeping with a clown.
You have to admit.
You're not wrong.
But then at a certain point he kind of goes full Joker, which is fine, but then at other points he seems like he's gone back again. And then he goes full Joker. I don't know. So, like, is he remorseful? It seems like at the start of this movie, he's going to be like, oh, no, I joked too hard.
Harley's going to
be like, no, you didn't joke
too
hard.
You didn't joke hard enough.
There's always more. There's always room to joke harder.
Well, maybe this will end with, like, the threat of, like, a big terrorist attack somewhere or, like, a massacre.
I hope they flood Gotham again.
It's like they somehow imply it's the same timeline.
Do it.
Yeah.
Also have Ben Affleck cameo. Who cares?
Yeah, Ben Affleck, and then he can say, oh my God, and I'm Arthur Fleck.
Yeah.
Arthur Fleck. And then it'll be like it's a huge revelation.
Yeah.
The Saw reveal musical play.
That'd be nice. All right, well, so some swing for the fences.
Okay.
Harley will kill Joker.
Okay. Big swing.
I reckon the song choices are going to be very literal.
Okay.
Oh,
like
yeah.
In the Suicide Squad
like,
style.
Yeah, Suicide Squad. Like, I think when they break out, they're going to be like, and break out!
Uh-huh.
And, like, they're just going to do a bunch of that bullshit.
I think you're on the, you've also hit the nail on the head, and it'll all be, like, old-timey, like,
yes,
musical moments.
I think
moments.
You're right.
Probably, oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of show tunes,
yeah,
a lot of...
Yeah, you're thinking jukebox musical. Oh, yeah, maybe
you're not
going to
get
modern
toxic
classic,
from...
It's not going to be, like, Glee.
No.
No.
Whoa.
No. We're getting, yeah, old-timey...
Like, musical numbers.
You know, anything by... Liza
Minnelli.
Yeah,
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah. Liza Minnelli, she was in New York, New York?
Yes.
Yeah. There it is.
Absolutely.
Her back catalogue... Pick like four of them.
Yeah. I think we are going to get weird references to other Batman villains in Arkham. I don't think they're going to be on the nose. Mm. I don't think it's going to be like, here's Mr. Freeze.
Here's Mr. Freeze. Here is Riddler. And this is Man-Bat.
Yeah, yeah.
This
Man-Bat so cameo.
It won't be as on the nose as that, but you think they're going to be like, well, check out this frozen wife.
Here's this frozen wife. Here is Lizard Man. Here is... A man that is a bat, not a Batman.
Oh,
that would be crazy.
It's a frozen wife, and it's also a riddle. Mm. And it's
a frozen rose.
Yeah. No, I can imagine there being like this subtle. There's a guy, like, you know, sometimes I feel like you get this in movies like this, where you'll have a character that people will be like, oh, that was meant to be Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Like in the first.
Like. Jimmy Olsen in the
kind of like
VVS
that, but also like, do you remember? And maybe they won't even be accurate, but do you remember? I think it's in The Dark Knight.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy whose name is it's like the guy who's like, I think I figured out who Batman is, and he's saying it to Lucius Fox.
Yeah,
and Lucius Fox is like, are you fucking sure, dude?
Hey, bro, that's a pretty fucking fucked up thing to just be saying. Hey.
Yeah. You want to go to jail, But anyway, his name, I forget what it is, but it's almost, if you squint, riddle or a question or something like that. And I remember seeing people online being like, oh, Riddler cameo. So I think if the other
The Dark Knight?
I think it's The Dark Knight.
Yeah, the guy that Bruce Wayne saves by driving his car.
Yeah.
The one that Joker's like, love him. Nah, kill him.
Yeah, it's not, I don't believe it is a Riddler reference, or if it is, it's a massively oblique one.
Mm.
But I think that kind of thing, where like even there's a guy in Arkham who has a very angular face called Victor, and it's like, oh, that's Mr. Freeze.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
For one scene.
Yeah.
When
there's a guy, he's in Arkham, and he's wearing, he's like, oh, I don't know. He's got green bed sheets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Riddler.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, where it kind of doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
That's for the fans. It's for the real ones.
It's for the real DC heads.
Yeah. I hope that this movie includes the death of the Waynes again.
Okay. Do you think there's any chance this movie will be really good?
I think I will like it more than I liked the first one. I feel like, based on the trailer, they're going to have to make some relatively brave decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll respect that. Because it would have been much easier to not include Harley Quinn and just make more Joker.
Yeah.
Yes, that
and
is true.
It would
true.
Have been probably easier not to make a musical.
Yeah. On some level, you do have to respect the not giving people more of what they want.
Yeah.
I think that is great. Yeah.
I do like the idea that this movie will probably hang Dong.
Yeah, me too. I think that's fabulous.
And I think
awesome.
That people, especially if it is Joker,
yeah.
If Joker hangs Dong, that's brave as hell, considering there was huge backlash about Batman hanging Dong in a comic book.
That's true.
Recently.
If this becomes the movie where you see the Joker's dick, it'll be one of the greatest movies of all time. $1 billion in the bag.
But I am worried.
Oh, look at his little dick. It's got like grease paint
on it. Yes, absolutely.
I am worried, though, that if this is catered to kind of be like, hey, Joker fans, this isn't what you want, then I'll end up really liking it, because I really didn't like the Joker and thought it was an embarrassing-ish movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So if they kind of flip it on that,
well, I think
is it made for me then?
This weird
thing. Do I want to live in a world where I love a Joker movie?
Yeah.
I mean, I will be, I'm always honest with my film choices.
Yeah.
If Zach Braff was to come out and make a fucking movie and it was awesome and I watched it,
you'd have
I'd have to be like,
it.
I'd have complex feelings.
Yeah.
But I would love it.
For sure. I think it's kind of always a weird thing, and we don't know if the movie's going to necessarily do this, but where the sequel addresses the reaction to the first movie. I think you can do it well, but I think it's a really easy thing to fuck up, and when you fuck it up, you're completely taken out of the movie because it's a conversation that you're not even part of.
I'm trying to think of movies that have done that, or where directors have been forced to make a sequel to a film, then they've made a commentary on the film with their sequel. If any have ever been liked straight off the bat.
I think it's just, I mean, you
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 does it. People didn't like that at first, but now they're like, that's awesome.
It's a classic,
There's a chainsaw, like sword fight in that movie. It's awesome. That's awesome. Gremlins 2?
Great film.
Great movie. I think people were mostly confused about that. The Matrix.
Resurrections?
Yeah.
People did not People still hate.
In fact, the reception's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I think I liked it, but I'm kind of scared to rewatch it.
I liked it. But I also liked the song in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
What was the song? White Rabbit?
Yeah.
That is in something that we were just talking about, but I can't remember what.
Due date?
No. Maybe.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Maybe.
I don't know, dude.
It might have been in a different podcast that you can find on the Sanspants Radio Network. Visit sanspantsradio.com. It's in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I've remembered what I was thinking of. That will make sense to you in the future.
No, in the past.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. If you're a true fan, you know what I'm referencing. Also, you've probably figured it out because I'm wearing the same clothes.
Same.
Yeah, me too. Are you going to see this movie? Do you think I'll get away with not seeing this movie?
No. Sorry, to answer that in order, yes, no.
Yeah.
We haven't been to the movies in fucking ages.
That's true.
I mean, we'll be going between now and you got to fucking pray that there is a movie that is big coming out in the week or two before Joker. Let's find that out right now.
So I might get away with not. Although, to be honest, seeing only the sequel to Joker is very funny to me. So that'd be a kind of win too.
Yeah, and then you can lean over, or maybe not, like lean over and just ask someone, hey, is this a reference to the first one? But make sure it's not one of us.
I haven't seen it.
Who's he?
Who's he? And then I look to the person on the other side of me and just neither of them are you.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think I'm lost. Arthur, who the fuck is Arthur?
Do you mean
Is that
Joker?
His name?
Is his name Arthur or Joker Flack? What? This is so crazy, dude.
I'll just quickly pull up the release schedule for movies and we'll see if you can get away with not seeing Joker.
Okay, I like my odds. I think I'm going to be okay.
You think you're going to be
I don't know, dude.
I'm giving myself, I'm backing myself.
Because I like, Marvel ain't releasing shit.
I back myself. I think there's going to be another movie.
Releasing this one.
I think when Dusha reads through it, he's going to hit one and be like, oh.
No, you're seeing this film. I'm dragging you.
Well, if that's happening.
No. It's more like if I can find release dates that mean that.
You know, if there's another big movie at the time.
And if he, because the only way
it comes
out
at the same time is Deadpool or whatever. I mean, I'm seeing Deadpool, but not this. I might end up seeing both. Hey, who knows?
I think you might be in trouble.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're seeing the freaking Joker.
I'm seeing the freaking Joker, dude. That's awesome. He's so cool. I got Joker pilled in this episode.
Yeah. The only big releases anywhere near the Joker is. Mm-hmm. And would you prefer to see any of these instead of Joker?
Okay, just let me know.
Transformers 1. That's an animated Transformers film.
Not super keen, yeah.
Animated?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm interested.
It's meant to be good. Well, I say it's meant to be good. It's not even close to being released yet, so there's no reception.
No reception.
I think people are excited for it.
Sure.
Saw 11.
No, probably good.
Oh, okay. So a month before Joker, this one is pretty funny to release close to Joker because it is pretty much Joker.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Well, that I'm excited about. I'm looking forward to Beetlejuice.
Beverly Hills Cop, Axel. Oh, wait, that's going to Netflix, so that doesn't count.
No. And I won't watch that. I think I'm seeing Joker too, dude.
Yeah, there's nothing
but
around
it. But that's life. Sometimes you got to see Joker. Sometimes you don't see Joker, but sometimes you see Joker too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Such is life.
That's the rich.
Sometimes Daryl gets to France by a fucking boat.
Or a log.
Jury's still out. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. The Joker, baby.
And this we've been the BS boys.
Yeah.
May the currents forever be in your favor.
See you at the movies.
Bye-bye.